Atheism, a view that constantly leads you to a dead end while questioning the universe. While everything we see in the universe is actually evidence for accepting the Creator, atheism ignores them. We can talk about it very long, but today we will consider only three questions that atheists cannot answer. Question number one. Where do these characteristics come from? It's an established rule that one cannot give what one doesn't have to another one. For example, let's say there are only 100 white balls in a glass sphere. What is the chance of a red ball to be chosen from this sphere? Of course, it's zero, right? No matter how long you wait, you will not get any because there is no red ball inside the sphere anyway. Keep this example in mind. Let's consider a black pencil. Can you draw a rainbow with this pencil? No, because the pencil is in no color other than black. So naturally, a rainbow cannot be drawn. What I mean is, you cannot give a feature you don't have to someone else. Now, I take a look at the universe and I see that everything is made of atoms. However, although atoms are ignorant, willless, lifeless, and blind, deaf and numb creatures having no cognitive senses, when they come together and occur to us as a human being, we see that the man made of them carries all these features. So, the basic question is, how can atoms give these properties to human beings while they lack all of them? As they cannot be the true sources, there must be someone else holding these attributes. Because the atom that cannot see cannot create the seeing eye. The atom that cannot hear cannot make the hearing ear. The atom without life cannot form the human who has life. The human being has a variety of feelings while atoms don't have any. And all of these things are repeatedly happening every day, even every second. So isn't it necessary to accept that they are under the command of a creator who has attributes such as knowledge, will, power, life, sight, hearing, and compassion behind these atoms? As we said, one cannot give what one doesn't have to another one, so there must be a creator. Second question, who is the judge, who is the prisoner? If everyone is a soldier, a commander is required. If everyone is a prisoner, a judge is needed. It's a rule that you cannot be the judge and the prisoner at the same time. What does this mean? You know that a room cannot be dark and light at the same time, or a paper cannot be dry or wet at the same time. These are some examples confirming that one cannot hold two opposite attributes at the same time, because carrying two attributes opposite to each other is a contradiction. Being a judge and being a prisoner are two opposite states. If you are one of them, it's impossible to be the other. Now, think of a building which is being built with bricks. If you do not accept the architect to build it, it will be a contradiction to accept that bricks are building this on their own. Because in this case, the bricks will be both prisoners and judges of each other at the same time. Since all the bricks have a nature that is the same with each other and have no knowledge and free will, they cannot form a building by coming together and agreeing. Otherwise, it will be a contradiction. Who will give the order? Who will apply the order? A great confusion would show up. They wouldn't be able to establish a system that could stay protected from collapsing at once. So, they are all prisoners, and there must be an architect who has an absolute power on them. The judge is the architect, and the bricks are his prisoners. Likewise, when we examine the human body, we infer that atoms cannot make this system. 350,000 people are born every day. Who is the commander here, and who is the applier? If we assume the atoms to be doing this job, which ones among them give orders, and which ones follow the orders? How can atoms get along with each other and create so many people every day, while they have no knowledge, free will, and life? So, just as bricks cannot make the building, atoms cannot agree to carry out a quite complex job. That is to say, atoms are prisoners and their judge is God, Allah. Just as the same with the architect of the building, the architect of the human being continues to create and keep the human body standing all the time. Question number three. What is the real reason? Imagine that we see a train and a baby is pulling this huge train with a rope in his hand. Nobody would believe this, so they would look for a hidden cause behind it, right? Because there are no attributes such as sufficient power, knowledge and will in a baby. No doubt, another resource is required. In fact, we see gaps between causes and effects in the universe every day. While the causes are so simple, the results are extremely complex. The emergence of huge trees from a tiny seed. The emergence of a magnificent peacock from a simple egg. The emergence of a complex human from some simple water show us some examples of the gap between causes and results. So it's necessary to look for another source behind the will, because atoms lack the required attributes such as knowledge, free will, power and life. So who holds these attributes? Doesn't science explain this, you might ask? No, science only explains the detailed sequence of the stages of their emergence. For example, they observed that there are some certain stages extending over 28 days inside the egg. Observing the stages doesn't mean that you solve the system and find the answer. Observing is just seeing sequences. There are still questions in the mind. How can these atoms form a structure like a peacock despite lacking attributes such as knowledge, free will, power and life? An explanation which is based on temporal sequence of events leaves out these questions with no answers. So, as we said in the beginning, that a baby cannot pull a train. Just like that, another cause appears to our minds behind the scenes due to the gaps between the so-called causes and their effects that we examine in the universe. So everything we see tells about Allah, those who want to find Him. We will share this kind of videos, inshallah, about atheism, agnosticism, and deism. So don't forget to subscribe and leave a comment below. Inshallah, we can reach together to people who are in search. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.